We're exploring the wide open Democratic field for governor on this edition of the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the Marquette poll that came out earlier this month, the respondents were asked questions about the partisan primary leanings. It was State School Superintendent Tony Evers who received 18% of the vote, with no other candidate reaching 10%. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin received 9%, while former Democratic State Chair Matt Flynn rounded out the top three with 7%. Mordecai Lee stays with us to get up to speed on the field and how the candidates are differentiating themselves. Mordecai is a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee, former state lawmaker. Your thoughts on the Democratic primary at 800-642-1234. Do you plan on voting for a Democratic candidate for governor this year? Are you going to vote in the August 14th Democratic governor's race primary? If so, whom do you plan on voting for? And if you're not sure who to vote for, which Democratic candidate piques your interest? 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Jeff now, joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello, Mordecai. Yes, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I'm ready to move independent, and that's because of the way the direction the Democratic Party has taken nationally and in Wisconsin. The only candidate that I'm interested in is Paul Soglin of Madison. I think what the Democratic Party needs to do is a hard turn to the left. I was a Bernie supporter. And again, a lifelong Democrat, but I want to see the party return to its roots, hard left. If they want my vote, Paul Soglin's my guy. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Mordecai, what do you read into that?
Well, it's a fabulous call because he's made up his mind. He has a candidate in mind. And he's identified that candidate with a certain sort of silo of the Democratic Party, the Bernie Sanders wing of the party versus, I guess we'd say, a more moderate, maybe we'd call it the Clinton wing of the party. And so, to a certain extent, there's going to be a kind of a sub-primary in each of those categories. In other words, Paul Soglin and sort of fill in the blank are contending for the Bernie Sanders vote, and fill in the blank for the others are vaguely the more moderate wing of the party. I think those two sub-primaries are going to shake out some candidates, although nobody can be forced to drop out of the race, which leads to the scenario that if there are, let's say, 10 people on the ballot, the person who wins the primary might win the primary with, 15% of the vote, 20% of the vote. It would be a very sort of undemocratic result, but that's how partisan primaries are structured in Wisconsin.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Communications Director Alex Zimmerman called it a clown car primary. So what does this historically crowded field tell us about how Democrats are doing right now in Wisconsin?
Well, this is the opposite of what happened 4 years ago when Mary Burke was sort of invisibly endorsed as the candidate because she fit a certain profile. She wasn't a current elected official. She was a successful businesswoman, that it was thought that this was a good package to run against the governor. Now, in a sense, it's the opposite. It's like anybody can run. Lightning can touch anyone. Who knows who will win? And what I hope is that the field will shake out a little bit. Even if there are 10 names on the ballot, that it might turn out that there are only, let's say, 4 or 5 who are really serious candidates. And then I think it makes it slightly easier for the voters to concentrate on those.
Well, I know you have to run to teach a class, but do you get any sense that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin hasn't endorsed a candidate yet, but any hunch about who they may eventually choose to endorse?
You know, I don't think they'll do endorsements. Wasn't it Will Rogers who had the quip, "I don't belong to an organized political party, I'm a Democrat"? And I think this is the perfect example of that. There are no locked doors to get in, and we'll really have to leave it up to the voters.
Well, Mordecai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Mordecai Lee is a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee, former state lawmaker. We've been talking about the wide-open Democratic field for governor. Now that we've heard about this large field of contenders in the Democratic Party, let's open it up to you, 800-642-1234. It is time for a sound off. What's the most important issue for you as you decide whom to vote for in the race for Wisconsin governor and why? What issue or issues do you think candidates aren't talking about enough? 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's lead off with Steve in Madison. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Yes. I'm speaking as a Madison liberal, and I hope that the Democrats do not choose anybody from Madison or Milwaukee. One of the problems with what's been going on is that the Democrats do have to reach out to other parts of the state. And, you know, a Democrat, Dane County is a shoo-in for any Democrat.
So, Steve, who should they turn to then?
I like Catherine Beinhardt. All things being equal, I would go with her.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go to another Steve in Lake Mills. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I, too, support Catherine Beinhardt. She is a senator. She beat a Republican in her district near Alma. That's in northwestern Wisconsin. She is a three-time winner in that district, and it was Republican prior to her winning, and she always puts out an alternative budget. Kathleen Beinhardt is a superb candidate.
What about the issues? Her. What about the issues that you see on her platform?
Well, as I mentioned, she puts out an alternative budget to Governor Walker, which is sound fiscal politics. I think she's right on the whole gun control issue. She supports schools and supporting our public schools and, you know, the university system, as well as she has a PhD in, you know, in the healthcare field. So she really understands what's going on with people in the state, from healthcare to public education to an alternative budget, and she's a solid candidate.
Steve, thanks so much for contributing. Mark now in Eau Claire. Mark, you're on.
Hello. I like Andy Gronick a lot. Like Steve just said, I was early enamored with Kathleen Beinhardt. She's a superwoman, a super candidate. I don't know if she can get the nomination and then go on to beat Governor Walker. But Andy Gronick is full of great ideas, practical ideas. Many of the candidates in the forums that I have been to have similar ideas and similar positions. But I think he's got the energy and the know-how and the practicality to emerge. And he doesn't have a kind of a political coattail, you know.
Well, yeah, what do you make of his business background, Mark?
I think that's great. You know, he's kind of like the anti-Trump, because he's got this business background, yet not a lot of things they can pin on him as far as the election goes.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to another Mark now in Mineral Point. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I think that one of the main things we need now is someone who really knows about the corrupting influence of big money interests in politics, which creates corruption, and we need to fight back against that. One candidate who is a total expert on this is Mike McCabe. He spent most of his adult life fighting corruption politics from the outside, and now he's running for governor. I think he's also one of the best, most articulate candidates in the field. And he actually has a rural background. He grew up on a farm in north central Wisconsin. And I think that he is the one candidate who can really push back against the corrupting influence of the Koch brothers and the Walker administration.
Mark, thanks so much for the call. You can sound off at 800-642-1234. What about the Democratic primary? Whom would you vote for? What issues matter to you? 800-642-1234. Let's go to Fran now in Menominee. Hi, Fran.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling in regards to the issue more so than the particular candidate. Wisconsin has one of its largest budget items is the penal system in Wisconsin. we're requesting now a $350 million new prison. I don't dispute that the prisons are overflowing, but when we look at the people in the prisons, we are dealing unduly harshly with activities that ought more properly be dealt with in some sort of a rehabilitative sort of sense. In addition to the new prison, where governor is requesting, or the legislature is proposing, I don't know, 85 new prosecutors. Well, pretty simple. You put more prosecutors in office, you're going to have more people being prosecuted.
Do you want a governor who acts decisively on Lincoln Hills, perhaps, the troubled youth prison?
I'm sorry, the what?
Are you interested in what a governor might do with Lincoln Hills, the situation at Lincoln Hills, the troubled youth prison?
Not so much that.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to go away. We're just going to build something new and fancy that's going to be more like a prison for the youth. That's kind of a foregone conclusion, I'm afraid. Instead of helping, we'll lock them up some more.
Well, Fran, thank you so much for the call. We have Wade on Facebook who says, healthcare, income inequality, and the Citizens United decision are Wade's big issues. Paul on Facebook says, one thing and one thing only, represent the people, not the party you are aligned with. Mary on Facebook saying, gerrymandering, voter suppression, and attacks on the environment are important issues for her. Jill is saying that restoring truth and integrity is the most important issue for her. Do that, she says, and everything else falls into place. Thank you so much for contributing to this sound off. And as we explore this wide open Democratic field, and earlier in the hour, we talked with Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and Mordecai Lee, a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker. This edition of the State Capitol Report was produced by Colleen Leahy and Michelle Johnson. Michael Deringer provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Stay with us.